and electric guitar players can kind of get really into particular equipment of guitarists that they admire, and sometimes it's just a little crazy going overboard, because to a very large degree, it's what's in a player's hands. And Dick Dale and Jimmy Page are a good example of that. They both played Fender Stratocasters, and Dick Dale worked with Leo Fender to help develop the Fender Showman amp. The idea was that Dick Dale was cranking and playing really loud, and he kept blowing them up. And Leo Fender didn't like when that happened, and so they worked together to improve that. And although Jimi Hendrix played Marshall amplifiers, as well as particularly Fender basement amplifiers, which are really rocking amplifiers, he also did play a Fender Showman. There's apparently films of this. So him playing a Strat and a Showman, just like Dick Dale, and they sounded nothing like them. It's a bit like another story about that kind of equipment, and it's all in your hands. Ted Nugent, when he was bigger than Eddie Van Halen, and Eddie Van Halen was warming up for him, but Ted Nugent was blown away by Eddie Van Halen's guitar playing, the sounds he was getting out of that. And he goes up to Eddie, and he says, "What is that that you got going on with your guitar that makes it sound that way?" And Eddie's like, "It's all in the hands, man," to Ted Nugent. But Ted Nugent doesn't believe that, and he grabs Eddie's guitar, and he plays it, and he sounds like Ted Nugent. He's just like, "What?" So Eddie Van Halen grabs Ted Nugent's hollow body Gibson ES-175 guitar, and he picks it up, and he sounds like Eddie Van Halen. So, yeah, it's all in the hands, man. And after that, following Ace King, we heard from ABBA and Dancing Queen. And then the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and a little bit more of a digression about guitar players and going after equipment. And there are many people, many guitar players, who find Keith Richards' guitar sounds to be incredible, and they want to imitate that. But, you know, one of his, well, is it a trick or is it just what happened? On Jumpin' Jack Flash, that electric guitar, it's not an electric guitar, it's an acoustic guitar that actually he recorded in his hotel room. Many times he'd kind of come back pretty buzzed after a night of drinking, and he had his acoustic guitar, and he had this Philips cassette recorder at the time, and he'd play his acoustic guitar into that. And then for a couple of songs, I mean, like that one, Jumpin' Jack Flash and Street Fightin' Man, those aren't electric guitars. What he did is the next day when they went over to the recording studios, and he held this crappy Philips cassette recorder with his recording of the acoustic, him playing acoustic guitar, up to the microphone in the studio, and then the rest of the band would jam against that as it was being recorded. And, you know, I'm absolutely sure of this. Jumpin' Jack Flash and Street Fightin' Man really being acoustic guitars going into those crappy Philip recorders. And how am I sure? Because Keith told me. No, he didn't tell me, but that's in his autobiography, Life. He explains exactly what he was doing with that. So, yep, Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones, and completing our Royal Flush sequence, that was 10 Miles Back by the Crystal Method. Thanks to Chuck U for so many things, but most recently calling in, and he was pointing out that actually maybe we don't need to worry so much about breaking FCC rules about naming sculptures at the Tufts University Art Gallery with bad words, and then we normally couldn't say, because the FCC is shut down due to our politics, our presidential politics. And, well, yeah, that's, I wanted to just go off on a little bit of a WMFO discussion about this. I'm concerned. I think we're living in very dangerous and uncertain times. I was reading some investment advisor on the web, and he was saying, oh, well, you know, yeah, there was this there was this big problem that the stock market had, but we're pretty much over that, and things are looking like clear sailing ahead. You know, I don't think so. I think that we're incredibly vulnerable. And one of my big concerns here is that the Russians covertly aid some terrorists to go and have some attack here while we're in a diminished shutdown capability. And Donald Trump, who would essentially be responsible for that, takes advantage of the situation to declare an emergency, like a real emergency, like we had after 9/11. And then it becomes something like, you know, he becomes a wartime president, which is what a lot of people, presidents who seek power, because then they get all of these enhanced powers. And if you question them, then you're unpatriotic. So this, a terrorist attack or some other set of emergencies, and we've got plenty of them upcoming. You know, we've got a winter with polar vortices. And, yeah, presidential emergency, unite behind the president. If you don't, then you're unpatriotic. And I do believe that Putin has been destabilizing the United States in whatever ways that that he's figured out how to do. And there are many ways. And that he sees this as revenge for the fall of the Soviet Union. And so, yes, I'm very concerned about that. And I want to mention that the views and opinions expressed on this show don't necessarily represent those of Tufts University, the Tufts University Board of Trustees, WMFO, the WMFO Exec Board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Not necessarily all the time do those roof, because this is a sound collage, and we put out a lot of different views, and we leave it to you, the listener, to figure things out and put all these in perspective. So backing me up right now, as I mentioned, we've got Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind once again. And the next set, given that we were talking all about people who want to rule the world and be kings. Well, we're going to devote the next set to songs all by or about kings. Starting with the Beatles. And, well, I think of particular note, the third song is going to be by John Stickle. It's called King Orfeo. And it's a classic ballad of Britain and Ireland. And I hope you like it. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
Say that now, in Paris, France, even as we speak, Louis Pasteur has devised a new vaccine that will obliterate anthrax once and for all.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Well, ye come in after your horse, go an arrow grey. Ye will come in after your haw, and yat and kangranola. And we'll come in after your horse, go an arrow grey. And we'll come in among ye all, for yat and kangranola. First ye played the notes of nice, go an arrow grey, and then ye played the notes of joy, for yet and kangranola, and then ye played the good old gabarill, go an arrow grey, which maestal a made a sick heart hill, for yet and kangranola.
say to my people who stand on the one threshold which leads into the palace of justice, in the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred.
Very old wine. I hope you will like it.
Oh, no, okay, we gotta go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, baby, baby. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Thank you.
tonight. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Royal Flush, and we are playing songs by or about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. It's our way of celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday this Monday. And we went full circle in that last set, beginning and ending with two different songs, both named Sun King. We started with the Beatles version off of Abbey Road and ended with the Cults version that I found on Pure Cult, their greatest hits compilation. And in between that, we heard from Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. And then John Stickle performed King Orfeo from a wonderful album, Classic Ballads of Britain and Ireland, Volume 1. There are several. And then we heard from King of Spin and Lifestyles, Part 2. And then the Kingsmen, of course, Louie Louie. So that was a set that went full circle and stuck to songs all by or about kings. So we've got a little bit less than half an hour, and we are going to have a set with extensive excerpts from the last speech Martin Luther King Jr. gave before he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. I've been to the mountaintop address at Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've got two songs that I had previously remixed that have excerpts from that. The first one tells a story about a demented black woman, as he describes it, who tried to kill him during a book signing. And that was earlier in his career. And the second song and excerpt and remix is more specifically about that I've been to the mountaintop topic. And the way I remixed them was first the Vangelis's L'Enfant has the I didn't die. I'm glad you didn't sneeze. Well, you'll hear the whole thing. And this is just these pieces are just some of the finest American rhetoric. I mean, speeches that stirred people and words that worked to tell his stories and some of the finest words spoken by an American in the purposes of liberty and freedom. And then we're going to hear from somebody who I admire more than Martin Luther King Jr. in that same realm of political black civil rights activism. Yes, I'm talking about Malcolm X. And I'm going to be playing for you my remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of Babatunde Olatunji, the Nigerian drummer. Jingolo Ba is the name of the song, and it's my Plastic Sushi Malcolm X remix. And, well, just to be complete, we're going to follow that with a public service message that I think fits well for all of them. But before we do that, I wanted to let you know about Medford Conversations. Medford Conversations is a group, and they're happy to announce that registration is open for their 2019 Conversation Series. Medford Conversations is a volunteer collaboration that arranges small discussion circles guided by trained facilitators. And over the past 2 years, more than 100 members of the Medford community have made new connections with their neighbors as they engaged in conversations on diversity and accessibility issues in Medford, Massachusetts, home of Tufts University, along with Somerville, of course. So this year's conversations will be centered on questions of identity and belonging in Medford and beyond. Participation in the series is free, but pre-registration is required. Registration for this year's series closes on February 15th, so there's still plenty of time, but be sure to register soon. And you can visit medfordconversations.org on the web to register or to learn more. This public service message from medfordconversations.org has been brought to you by WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, well, let's get going with our last set. I hope you will like it.
In New York City, autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I
a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So
attack.
American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes Educational Radio. And I think that those excerpts from Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech of his life on April 3rd, that is just some of the finest American rhetoric. And, you know, in rhetoric, what I mean there is not in any disparaging way whatsoever, but like, you know, words, people talking, people convincing you, telling stories. Yes, those were mixed on top of Vangelis La Infant and Harold Faltmeyer's Alex F., the Beverly Hills soundtrack. And then we also heard My Plastic Sushi Malcolm X remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunde. I believe it was 1958. His Jingo Loba. So, thanks so much for listening. Coming up next is Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod. Get your 1980s fix, and you got 2 hours tonight?
Is it?
Excellent. Stay tuned for that here on WMFO in Medford.